Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members if they ever told lies because of someone else's drinking. Anne, have you told lies because of your husband's drinking?
Well, because I was brought up in a strict religious Catholic home, lying was not a good thing in my family. And so for a long time, I considered what I did not really lying. When I got to Al-Anon and really looked back, I noticed that what I did was avoid answering certain questions, or I would tell what we might call little white lies about where he might be or why he wasn't home, and wasn't very honest with myself and considering those as not being lies. When I got to Al-Anon and really started looking at my behavior during that time, I realized that, in fact, it pretty much was the same thing as lying. I wasn't telling the truth. I was trying to hide what was going on, and my way of hiding was more of an evasive kind of behavior. I just didn't want to talk to anyone about what was going on, and that was pretty much what I looked at as my way of being untruthful about what was happening in my home.
Sure. Did Al-Anon help you deal with that situation?
Absolutely. What happened was it helped me to understand that my behavior wasn't very good either. I was a blamer. I believed that everything that was going on was his fault because of his drinking. If he would just stop drinking, everything would be fine. I was the good wife. I was keeping things together. My little white lies were because I didn't want any harm to come to my family. And I thought I was doing the right thing. And when I went to the rooms of Al-Anon and heard others share about how they had these experiences and the things that they did to try to look at themselves more honestly, and by those sharings in the meetings really helped me to stop and look at myself as well and try to be honest with my own behavior and try to work on changing that behavior. And I could do that because of the things I learned in Al-Anon by using the tools that they taught me about, the traditions and the steps and the slogans and all of those things. So they really helped me to be more honest about what was going on and look at my own behavior as well.
Well, that's great. Thanks for explaining that to us. Bob, did you ever feel the need to tell lies because of your son's drinking?
In actual fact, I don't think I ever did, but the problem was that I was lying to myself. I was in complete and utter denial when I first went to Al-Anon. My son didn't have a drinking problem. He just drank a lot, and he was a long time on his job and went to work every day, and how could anybody be an alcoholic or have a drinking problem if that was going on? And I went to Al-Anon, not even because of his drinking. I went there to prove to a next-door neighbor that there was nothing there for me. She saw me trying to get him out of the car one morning and where he'd been all night and said, "You should go to Al-Anon, but I know you won't." I always joke about the fact that if she hadn't put that little bit at the end in, I probably would never have been to Al-Anon. And I don't really think I ever consciously lied about him because he was just the boys will be boys type of thing. The only fabrication that maybe came in here was the anonymity that I gave him after I started going to Al-Anon and so on. And he and I are musicians. We play together in a brass band. And when he'd get drunk, as he would always do, that the situation was just normal. And I had found no occasion other than I never let on that I was going to Al-Anon with anybody. And the situation continued. And I think that about covers it.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Anne, can you relate to what Anne and Bob said, or was your experience a little different with your husband's drinking?
Oh, boy, I can relate to things that both people said. Anne, the first Anne from Virginia, said that she's lying by evasion and little white lies. And I did the same thing. I would get phone calls and I'd say that he was out without being specific and just avoiding the question. And then Bob said that he was lying to himself, and that really resonated with me because I was lying to myself and thinking that just wasn't an odd behavior. The amount of drinking that was going on wasn't an odd behavior. My father drank a lot, and I have been told that both of my grandfathers drank a lot, although I didn't know them. And, well, we lived in the middle of Missouri, and we'd go to Chicago for wakes and weddings, and that was always an opportunity for lots and lots of drinking. Big drinking family, so I pretty much thought that was normal and not something bad, except I knew that when somebody called and my husband couldn't speak, that that was bad or was passed out, and I would lie about that. And lying to myself, I guess, is just denial. And I was the person who kept the inventory all the time. I mean, I knew where all the cheapest beer was in two counties, and Al-Anon helped me gain a love for myself, a self-respect that allowed me to just see how I was contributing. And so I was able to change my behaviors that helped him drink, basically, what it was. And when I was able to do that, I just felt more and more confident, especially through going to meetings and reading and talking with other people in Al-Anon. And many times when I read Al-Anon, it feels like I've written it. It's so powerful to know that I'm not alone. And Al-Anon also helped me come to my own understanding of a higher power that's very different from my experience in the past. And so I'm really not alone, ever. And I don't lie about his behavior anymore. I really appreciate your letting me share.
Well, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about telling lies because of someone else's drinking. You are invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Under the topic, just click on comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on how to locate a meeting, or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-Al-Anon, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.